Roadside is where you'll find a collection of his new stuff. Billy Idol, man, that's just insanely good, ain't it? It's called Bitter Taste on 95.5 KLOS.
Love having new music from Billy Idol.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Love that so much.
He's done so well. And always doing live shows and incredibly entertaining live shows.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California
Welcome!
Station. Kevin and Slugga.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
There's a cake outside.
There's a cake and a whole bunch of humans right outside the studio door. Keith! French fries! Here's has finally happened. Paid off.
Here's what happened. Somebody else was hired after me.
Right.
And they had a giant cake.
Right outside our door.
Yes.
And everybody
had
was partying.
A big celebration. Yep. Everybody was partying.
Right outside our door.
So to be funny, I stepped out. And by the way, I started in... When? February? When nobody was here.
Right, yeah.
So, of course, I did.
Empty building.
So, I shouted at everybody, nobody got me an effing cake!
Which, of course, sent me into hysterics, but a lot of people were like, oh, goodness.
As a total joke.
Because that's how we are.
And today they have a cake outside.
A huge cake with our
faces
on it.
With our picture on it.
And french fries because...
And there's french fries.
Insisting french fries!
Keith,
french
fries!
Keith! He's brought cake now.
Oh, wow.
Did you want cake?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks. Who doesn't eat cake?
Psychos. Psychos. You're this learning every day that I'm crazier than you ever thought.
This is the end of... What is this, Keith? This is the end of our relationship.
This is who made the cake.
And it's so cool.
Projectsbyclaudia.com.
Because it looks like a bunch of french fries on top.
Who does it?
But
it
they're
is.
Actually cake.
It's cake french fries.
Yeah.
And then there's a separate section where they actually have a bunch of large McDonald's french fries.
Yep.
So us yelling pays off.
Yes. That's dangerous.
Keith, new car. Keith, new house.
Keith, right. Prostitute.
Coming up on today's show. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but I made a discovery that I do need a microphone system for my car.
Oh, you're kidding. It didn't come with one?
No, your new car? No.
It sucks.
I mean to talk to traffic.
Oh!
A loudspeaker out of my car to talk to traffic.
Good looking. Yes. I'll be back to pick you up real soon.
Almost like that, yeah.
You've just never gotten past that dream.
I haven't.
I know. We never got.
I saw a very funny Instagram, and it just rekindled the fire.
Nice.
So I ordered one on Amazon.
Oh,
anyway,
sweet.
So that's coming up today. Elon Musk is now building robots.
Great.
Not sure that's great.
No.
A guy got a tattoo of a barcode.
Hmm. That's you know.
On his arm.
That's kind of cool. What does it scan?
And it works.
Yeah.
It scans his vaccination history.
Oh, get out of
and
here.
And so people scan it and he just walks in.
I love that.
It's a tattoo.
That's awesome.
It's awesome for 2 years
until we don't need to prove it. Well, it'll be a collector's item.
And Bridezillas are always still around.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I found a new great letter.
Oh, nice. Oh, no.
From the bride to be to all the people in the wedding party.
You can all burn in hell.
And it's all insulting as hell. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. I'm going to eat some cake.
Yeah, eat some
cake. You're a monster!
I am. I'm going to eat the french fries on top, though. Speaking of trains, I could use a train horn on my car, get people the hell out of the way.
Right?
Thinking about doing that at some point down the line.
Getting a smart car and putting a train horn in it?
The smaller the car, the better.
I found an Instagram, and it has something in it that I've always wanted.
Okay.
And everybody was quick to say, oh, that's a terrible idea. She's a terrible human.
Okay.
Why would you want that?
Right.
So this is a woman who's driving behind another car.
Okay.
And she's upset because the other car is going 10 miles below the speed limit.
I hate that.
So she gets out her little Mr. Microphone and says this.
Can you imagine hearing that on the freeway?
That would be so great.
Oh, I've wanted one of those forever.
Have you?
Yeah, I think people can almost hear me sometimes because I'm so loud in my car. I roll down the window. Well,
please speed up on the freeway. The speed limit is 65.
We finally got it up to 65 and you're going 3.
It drives me crazy. And I can't be...
That's good advice. Press your foot on the gas.
I mean, it's pretty simple instructions.
Yes.
Here's my complaint. Mm-hmm. We go under the speed limit 90% of the time here.
Yes, because everybody's going
so
damn
traffic.
Slow and so much traffic, yeah.
So when there's
an open lane,
enough traffic
right.
that you can go the speed limit.
Move! drove.
I'm not asking you to speed.
No.
I'm just saying don't go 40 when in a 65.
Yeah, and in a car, and in hit a fast
your brakes
lane.
Constantly.
That makes me crazy. I won't weave and stuff, but I would do this.
Get out of the fast lane.
That is not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
Well, you started fast lane.
Oh. Well, I can't say that on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know that.
But
that
you can
was
out
worth
there
it.
In public.
Right. So my question for you is, Who else would use that and why?
You mean besides you and I and that lady?
Mm-hmm.
This lady?
Yes. What would you yell at people about?
Your dog is unbelievably cute. I think I love your dog. I would do that.
That doesn't seem to be the purpose for this.
I don't care.
This is more of an anger thing.
Sure.
Well, so for me, it's people going 40 or 50 into 65.
Right. Oh, you know, here's one. If you're turning right, don't be blocking the entire lane. There's always usually room to turn
to
right.
Get out of the straight
lane. Get out
lane.
Of the way.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
You have plenty of room to turn right. Stop taking up both lanes.
There's mud.
Son of a bitch.
Possibly some cow pies at the bottom of that cone you brought in.
That's gross. I got to be honest. I tried to clean it, but it didn't work very well. All right, so what we're asking, 818-955-KLOS, is what would you use that speaker for? Who would you yell at, and why would you yell at them? I don't believe I'm the only one that's into
this. Oh, there's
this.
No way.
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talk about robots all the time.
Oh, yeah. You got
here's
it.
My theory on robots.
Uh-huh.
They're... The same as self-driving cars.
Right.
There is a generation that's going to have to suffer because they haven't worked out all the kinks yet.
Right. And that's us, most likely.
So there's going to be people run over by a self-driving car. These robots are going to destroy people.
And then they're going to get a taste for it.
I think that's my fear. I think, though, for our kids' generation, that might be really helpful.
Yeah, get super lazy. Like in, what was that, Wall-E, when they're on the ship all those years later, just sitting there.
Well, Elon Musk says Tesla is working on a humanoid robot.
Okay.
So I was looking into it. A prototype is supposed to be coming sometime next year.
Is this one of the ones that can jump on things and kick your butt?
No, that's the... What's that company?
I don't know. Robex something.
Nope. Tesla and CEO Elon Musk says his company is working on a humanoid robot, so it's supposed to look like it's human.
Okay.
That will build a prototype sometime next year. The humanoid robot will leverage Tesla's experience in automated machines in its factories, as well as some of the hardware and software.
So they want robots that look like... Haven't they seen any damn sci-fi movies ever?
That's my point.
They just stand there. They get bored. They look human. You're trying to make them think. And then they go, screw this.
And then they stab you in the back with a kitchen knife.
How many sci-fi writers have wasted their bloody time?
Musk, who has spoken repeatedly about his fears of runaway artificial intelligence...
He just can't help himself.
Hey, by the way, we're all worried about that.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop there and put a period there instead of a comma? Said the Tesla bot is, quote, intended to be friendly.
He should have said scary as hell.
No, he should have said, we're positive we can make it friendly. Intended to be friendly? That's not enough.
No, and I don't like that. I don't like friendly things. I always get rude with friendly things.
I don't care if it's... I just don't want it to
like
take over the earth.
Things. Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, just like them knocking over the robots to see if they can get up again.
Remember that super collider thing that's in Europe?
Yep.
That was splitting the atom and they were saying, oh, you know what? It's
going to cause a black hole right here on Earth.
Possibly. Yes. Cause a black hole
that's
on Earth.
That's right.
And we called at the time, we were like, hey, about that side effect, that possible black hole on Earth. That seems bad.
Wiping out this galaxy.
Why don't we make sure that we're not going to have a black hole on Earth?
No, because we can. We got to see if we can. You know, we just got to see if we can. You know, we're so close. We just got to figure it out. And maybe we can make some money on it. So, got to do it. Have to.
I need assurances. I don't. That's a possible.
How are you going to shut it down?
That's a possible side effect that we can't live with.
How are we going to shut it down? Exactly. Nothing can live with it.
No. The Tesla bot is intended to be friendly.
I don't know what that means. Why is it going to be friendly? So it's out there on the floor making whatever it is they want it.
Because he has spoken many times about AI going crazy.
Oh, I see.
So now he's reassuring people that are worried about it.
Right.
That it's going to be friendly.
He
says it's going to be at a mechanical level so that, quote, you can run away from it.
No, because you probably will have to.
I want to not have to run away from it. I don't want it to be slow enough so I can beat it in a race.
Right.
I want to not have to race. Oh my God. And most likely overpower it.
Come on, that is not a real quote.
It's a real quote.
Really?
Word for word.
Only most likely.
You can run away from it and most likely overpower it.
This sounds a little like It Follows now.
It will like be 5 feet, 8 inches tall.
Right.
It will weigh 125 pounds and have a screen for a face.
Oh, that's weird.
The name for the code name in the company is Optimus.
Prime.
So I'm just saying.
I'm saying no.
Look, I understand this is necessary. We're going to have robots one day. But
right.
This generation, the people that are alive today, are going to suffer greatly.
So when a robot runs you over.
Right. If I'm expected to outrun a robot.
And you might be able to overpower. Right. Possibly. If you're really lucky. How good a shape are you in?
No, thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking the last couple of days about OnlyFans and how they're changing all their rules and what does it mean for people who have accounts on there.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to start putting my clothes back on.
I don't think that's warranted yet.
Oh, good.
Take it easy.
Woo!
But they are changing a lot of the rules to make sure some of the more aggressive.
Tawdry.
Yes.
Really, truly unpleasant.
Correct.
Stuff.
They're taking that
off. Squashed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they need banking.
Right.
And the bankers are like, I'm not going to
come
support
on, this,
you.
Yeah, this, wow, no.
I'm not going to support you.
Same thing with a weed. That's like a problem, you know, with being able to cash flow and get the.
Exactly.
Yeah, banks to.
The exact same thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So OnlyFans says, we're going to tighten the reins here, and this is not going to be allowed, and this is not going to be allowed, and this is not going to be allowed.
Which is upsetting some strange people. I mean, I'm a little surprised at some of the people who are getting upset about it. Like,
Is Gene Simmons?
Yes, of Kiss. Is calling in. Yeah, and I think it's in regards
about this
to
topic?
This. I think so. Do you want to, shall we?
Gene?
You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to such handsome and powerful men.
Thank you.
Kevin, how are you?
We're very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm living a dream. I'm Gene Simmons of Kiss.
That's true.
So, you know, you have to understand I'm handsome. I'm 26 years old.
I'm sorry?
And I have a huge penis. So you know, my life's fantastic.
Well, sure.
Comes in handy, yeah.
What are you calling about, Gene?
Well, with COVID, you have to understand, Gene Simmons is always looking for different revenue streams. And with COVID, it hasn't been the easiest time for Kiss and us playing live or selling records.
Things but, I mean, do you need money?
Kevin,
yes,
you can always be richer.
Okay. All right.
Or rich at all.
One thing that, if I could teach you one thing today, it's that you can always make more money.
Okay.
All so right. Gene Simmons always looking for alternative revenue streams, and I found out that OnlyFans is a great place for anyone to really make some money. But I just wanted to make sure that what I was doing was kosher.
Well, I mean, they did change their rules in the last couple of days.
Were you planning on doing pornography of some sort?
Well, Sluggo, what if I go ahead and run it by you? What some of the ideas I was having for OnlyFans?
I mean, we have read pretty in depth the new rules for OnlyFans
and talked to someone who's making about what $20,000
a week. Yes,
on the site.
Sort of understand. So run your ideas by us.
Okay. Well, here we go. I found out that Twitch streaming and gaming, on top of pornography, it's actually very, very big on OnlyFans. You know, big gamers will make lots of money.
Right.
So I was going to play different games on Gene Simmons' Twitch stream, but with my dog.
I got to be honest. Having looked at the rules, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that is a little. That's a well.
That's questionable.
Is it?
I think
It's not interacting necessarily, not with another person.
I think you're good there, Gene.
I think you should give that a go for sure.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It gives new meaning to the word joystick. Thank you very much.
That doesn't help. What else you got?
I found out also if you mix the sexual stuff with comedy, it also takes you over the top. It gives you a little bit of an extra boost.
Okay.
I wanted to try out some of my comedy with you two and see if you know, maybe it passes the mustard.
You're doing comedy now?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Old lady.
Old lady who?
I didn't know you knew how to yodel.
And you're going to do this naked?
I'm not positive that would work.
I don't
in
know.
Any setting,
if it's
for
Gene
any reason.
Simmons here doing it on.
Try another one.
How come the melons didn't get married?
Why did the melons not get married?
They can't elope.
Oh, my God. Only if you're naked.
These are like dad jokes. I think what are you talking about, Gene Sluggo? Simmons. This doesn't work even if he's naked.
I know some people who would watch because okay. It's Gene Simmons telling these.
All right, what else
for
you got?
Sure.
I'm going to redo The Love Boat.
Okay.
Scene for scene. Mm-hmm. Every episode of The Love Boat with some of my celebrity friends and our dogs.
Sort of like puppetry of the penis?
I don't...
Right now, my dog is Captain Steubing. I'm looking at it with a nice hat on. I've already signed on James Vanderbeek, Bronson Pinchot, that's right, Cousin Balky, Urkel.
Urkel! No, draw the line there, what? Please, stop.
Mark Knopfler.
And his brother's in arms?
That's right. Everybody, the entire band, Dire Straits, is all going to bring their dog.
I see. And what's going to be happening on this love boat?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm going to recreate it scene for scene, much like they did, your friend Jimmy Kimmel did with other different 70s
I got
sitcoms, you.
You
know, okay. But I'm going to do it completely with my phallus and my friend's phallus. You know, I think it could be exciting. You know what I'm saying? I'm also going to think, I'm thinking about launching a political campaign.
Oh,
things are in such disarray here in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start my campaign, and I think OnlyFans is a great place to start. You know, kind of from a grassroots effort. What do you think? Make America again?
Come on!
I think it's got a good ring.
Come
to
on,
it.
Gene! For God's sake!
What?
You and I have had actual conversations where I've told you I hate that word.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about, Kevin. I've never had that conversation. Not once.
Thank you.
Not once.
Thanks, Gene. Good luck.
All right.
I look forward to it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Monday unto thee, sir.
To you as well.
Still recovering, but okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice.
Still a little recovering.
Yeah, sure.
A student from Italy has become an unexpected TikTok sensation after tattooing the barcode of his COVID certificate on his arm.
Oh, that's interesting. That's weird.
His name is Andre Colonetta, 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Said he had given much thought, hadn't given much thought in advance to getting his latest tattoo. The pass gives proof of coronavirus status that you are vaccinated, have recovered from the virus, or tested negative in the last 48 hours.
Hmm.
So anywhere you go, if you go to a concert, if you get on a plane, if they demand it, he's got the
barcode,
right,
it's there.
Him.
Yeah, unless he loses that arm, he's good to go.
He, unless he loses that arm. He scanned into McDonald's, and that's when everybody started noticing. McDonald's in Italy, when it was really bad, was requiring vaccination.
Proof.
So he just said, look at this tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
How about that?
That rules.
It has been required in Italy since August 6th to get into cinemas and museums and indoor sport venues and everything.
That just makes you want to go more. Yeah, take a scan it.
So Colonetta says, it's certainly something original. I like to be different. Although he's received lots of attention, his parents were baffled. He said,
what have they done?
He said, my parents certainly encouraged me to be less impulsive and to be better reflective of things.
Better reflective of things.
And I would like to suggest that while this is genius now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of years from
What's
now.
What's he
going to
do
care?
With it in 3 years when this is sort of one of the other, you know, flus that you can get?
Or the world has ended. You know, I mean, if you wander around with a barcode.
No, I was thinking more.
Yes.
The world is still alive,
right.
And people
We've
are asking
on.
Him what the hell the barcode is for.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, most barcodes you can change. What the what it scams?
You mean do a cover up thing?
Yeah,
another tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, you can change it, right? So it reads drop dead or leave me alone or.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I don't know. Have you seen the barcode? I mean, it's literally a barcode.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They would have to remove parts of it if they're going to make it look
like something else.
So the topic that I would like to discuss is tattoos that you regret.
Mm, right. You got it at one time. You thought it was going to be.
You thought it was great.
Yeah. Maybe it was at the time.
Maybe it was. Now, maybe not so great. Maybe it's less effective than you'd hoped. Less satisfying than you were hoping for.
Right. Like this one here. Take a look at this. Can you believe this? I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't want to see your butt. I mean,
that's not my butt.
What?
But there's the tattoo.
Actors. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You have tattoos that you regret.
Tattoos Against Your Will is the name of a really good parlor. I like that one.
Okay,
I'd go there.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You're not helping.
Betty White.
By the way, I've never had any teachers that were attractive enough to be teachers.
Absolutely not.
But Betty White is what you're listening for between now and 5 o'clock. Huh? Her voice. Just listen for Betty White's voice.
Betty White?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is she? Okay.
You'll win a four one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort.
Oh, Betty White is slipping into Disneyland,
yes.
Huh? Oh, if you call her 13.
You can experience Avengers Campus, which is an all-new land now open at Disney California Adventure Park.
Sometime between now and 5?
5. You will hear Betty White's voice.
Betty. I love Betty.
First,
she's awesome.
We are talking about a guy who got a barcode tattoo on his arm to show that he has been vaccinated. Which is great now.
Yep.
But I suppose in 5 years, he probably will want to remove that or change.
Kind of outdated.
So we're talking about regrettable tattoos. You have one?
I don't have a tattoo, but I see a lot more tattoos now than I used to in the 70s.
Yeah, right? It really...
There are a lot more, yes.
Starting in the 90s, it really started. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With that information, I appreciate it. KLS, hello.
So I have this embarrassing asset tattoo that I have, and it's... it's a tattoo of a woman that's naked, right? I was really, really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like balls deep drunk. Okay. And my friends, they were like, whoever's the first one that gets drunk gets to get a random ass tattoo. Doesn't matter. Google images. And so, like, throughout the whole night, we were drinking shot after shot after shot.
Just trying to get drunk first so that you could get a random tattoo?
I mean, it's a free tattoo. I didn't pay a single dime.
All right. Fine.
Probably, I would say probably, like, after 15 shots after a Patron, I gave in, I gave out, and, you know, I passed out.
Where was it?
Oh, it was on my f***ing ass cheek.
Okay, well, that's not so bad.
So only like nuns and preachers will see it. So that's not too bad.
And priests in the Catholic Church. Yeah.
They wanted me to do it on my belly button. When the girl is spreading my butt open, the butthole is like my belly button. But I told them no because I wouldn't be down because my mom would. God damn!
We're losing. We're losing your phone. But
thanks for
calling. Missed out on that whole belly button thing.
Yeah, that would have been lovely.
KLOS, you have a regrettable tattoo.
So when I was young, 19, I'm 48 now. Went ahead and thought this band. You've heard of the band Queensryche,
of course. Sure.
So I thought that little emblem that they have was like the bitchiest emblem ever. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get a band of that all the way around my arm.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Stupidest mistake I ever did. People look at it now and they say, hey, you got what is that, palm trees? Or is that the in and out sign? And I'm like, no. Stupidest thing could ever be.
That is awesome. Thanks for calling and sorry to hear it, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, bands probably is one thing because you could certainly decide.
Yeah, you love a band and then you realize how bad they are.
Then like,
I have a striper tattoo.
818-955-KLOS. The tattoos you regret.
Hi, I'm Betty White. And
Come
on.
Nope, it's her actual voice.
Betty White.
Stop it.
Okay.
You're listening for Betty White. When
That's
you hear
me.
Her voice before 5 o'clock, the actual real Betty White, you can win 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort.
What?
Stop it.
Damn.
Where you can experience Avengers Campus, an all-new land open at Disney California Adventure Park.
We love Betty White to pieces. Be listening for the real Betty White, not whoever that was.
We are talking now about regrettable tattoos. You have one?
So I had the straight-edge tattoo on my back when I was like a tramp stamp, like a... idiot when I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh grade.
Wow.
I'm sorry, did you say seventh grade?
Damn.
Oh yeah, we were wild. and then I grew up to be a straight up drug dealer and went to federal prison.
Wow.
So you had a tramp stamp in federal prison.
Yeah. And then they're like, so then like I was in there for a while.
Oh, sure. That sucks.
Now it's covered up.
So you were the bottom, I'm assuming, in prison.
Damn! All right, thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, you have a regrettable tattoo? That would be a regrettable tattoo.
Yeah, so I'm 20 years old, a super huge fan of Social Distortion.
Right.
Got rip-roaring drunk, and I got the little skanking man. So as the guy drew the stencil on the paper, he flipped it, put it on my arm, and when I looked at it in the mirror, it was totally fine. But then I woke up in the morning, I'm like, he's backwards.
Say there's nothing. There's nothing embarrassing about a social D tattoo.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Except for skeleton dude.
Yeah, backwards.
Hey, everybody, look at it in your mirror.
I actually showed it to Mike Ness.
You did. What did he say?
Oh yeah, what did he say?
Career day at my school. You know, I'm a teacher, and he came over to career day and go, "Hey, dude, you want to see the tattoos?" He's like, "Dude, is it backwards?" And I'm like.
We have to bring it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
that's
awesome. You know what? I got a little thumbs up from the man himself. So.
Nice. That's awesome. Love that.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about Bridezilla, shall we?
Bridezilla!
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS with your stories of someone in your family, perhaps your bride, perhaps a friend was the bride.
I'll kill you all!
Here's the letter. Welcome to my bridal party. I'm so excited to marry the man of my dreams.
Oh, that's nice.
As you know, this is going to be a very different wedding. Okay. We're hoping to do it outside and understand December is generally a cold month.
Ooh.
But in Oklahoma, it's usually sunny and 70.
Okay.
Just a few things to ask. This is where it goes south fast. I handpicked all the dresses.
Oh, man. I was going to say the dresses. I know that's always a thing.
And the bridesmaids that will be there.
Like you do.
And all of the dresses will be a size 8.
Why wear a size 12?
So if you're not a size 8, I recommend hitting the gym.
Wow. Wow.
No offense to anyone. But I have had this plan since I was in diapers and want it to be perfect.
Well, then pick people that wear size 8 and agree.
Your nails need to be cut short.
Oh, no.
And uncolored.
Oh, no.
Hair needs to be shoulder length and straightened. So if your hair is short, get extensions.
Go to hell.
Aren't you already at go to hell long before?
Yes.
I'm only halfway through.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No fake tans. As you may have noticed, my bestie, her name, isn't the maid of honor and is just going to be a guest. If you don't know why, just ask. We have an understanding.
Just ask.
We also want no kids at the ceremony.
Wow!
Except the flower girl. And she will be present only to throw flowers, and then her parents are taking her home.
Get that brat out of here. I hate kids.
I'm sorry if this seems like a lot of demands, but this isn't special day and just want it to be like I always pictured. I don't understand
what
you're
saying. This isn't your special day, I'm assuming.
Probably.
Yeah.
Please be respectful and we will have an awesome time.
Respectful. We will have an awesome time.
One last thing. I'll be sending my Venmo and Cash App to the ones who haven't paid $500 donation towards my honeymoon in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Love you guys. Can't wait to be a wifey.
Wow. Boy, you're going to make a fun wife.
Right.
Damn.
If the guy sees this letter.
I'd be like, I'm out.
He calls it right off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Be a size 8.
Wow.
Nails cut short. No color.
Shoulder length hair.
If it's short, put extensions in it.
Get extensions. And where's my $500?
And pay me $500 so I can go to Hawaii on my honeymoon.
$500.
Isn't that insane?
Yes. Oh, my God.
The flower girl will be there, but as soon as she tosses that last flower, she's out.
Oh, poor baby. She, like, actually gets down the aisle, does a really good job, and they swoop her up, and she starts screaming.
You have to go right this second.
Get her out of here.
And everybody turns, boo!
Boo kids!
Boo!
You did a terrible job.
All right, so we're going to take some phone calls at 818-955-KLOS on Bridezilla's.
Wow.
You went to a wedding that had one?
You were sent a letter like this and you never paid up your $500?
Correct. Whatever it was, maybe you dropped out of the wedding. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Thank you kindly for enjoying the KLOS free ride. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. $25 will be deducted from your account.
From everyone?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Everyone that was listening.
Yep. Didn't know that.
Yep.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about Bridezilla's. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for talking about Bridezilla's.
So I actually have a Groomzilla.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
Even better.
Yeah.
So I used to do lighting and audio for weddings and stuff, and we went to this event in Palm Springs. We first got there. The groom was bitching and moaning, whining, complaining about the light setup, the audio, all this, all that. So finally, we got him all sorted out. He was okay. And then end of the night, we go and clean up our stuff. And then the dude gets in a fight with his brother. I don't know what for, but we just see him throwing blows at his brother.
Wow.
Dude's crazy. Wow. So
did he pay?
Yeah, I don't know if he was pissed off about the light. Oh, yeah, he paid us.
All right.
But he just said, oh, sorry, you guys had to see that, you know. It's real stressful day for me.
It's not the happiest day of his life. It's a real stressful day, man.
This is a bad day for me.
That lighting, that one blue light was just pissing me off, man.
I know, right? Dude, settle down.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
we
thanks
appreciate
for calling.
It.
818-955-KLOS, bride or groomzilla. I hear something about Gene Simmons starting his own OnlyFans site. Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
I didn't hear anything about
no?
it.
No, I didn't. Yeah, maybe I just hallucinated it. Yeah. Because that's possible.
Talking about bridezillas, this letter that we were reading that she already bought the dresses for the bridesmaids and they're size 8. So right. If you're not a size 8, hit the gym.
They all, I mean, that's unbelievable. Yep. Dan, where's my $500? You're supposed to donate. $500 to my honeymoon.
I'll get there.
Wow.
First, your nails need to be cut short and uncolored. Hair needs to be shoulder length. If you have shorter hair, you need to get extensions.
Wow.
No fake tans.
Wow. That lets out some presidents.
As you may notice, so-and-so isn't the maid of honor. And it's just going to be a guess. If you don't know why, just ask. We have an understanding.
And she's like best friends with her, apparently.
Yeah, she has to be bigger than a size 8. Right? Why else?
Who knows? With this
Why else
person.
Your best friend isn't your maid of honor. Isn't that the idea of the maid of honor? Like, so bizarre.
Very weird.
The flower girl can be there. No kids. Flower girl can be there just long enough to drop flowers. Then her mom's taking her home immediately.
Wow.
They are going to have it in Oklahoma where in Christmas it's in the 70s and sunny. One last thing, I'll be sending my Venmo and Cash App to the ones who haven't paid $500 donation toward my honeymoon in Hawaii.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Wow, she just sounds like a treat. I just want to be good friends with her because she's going to be there for you.
So somebody writes, I'm just curious what her reaction was when you dropped out to somebody who said, I dropped out of the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
She was, quote, hurt, but she said she figured I wouldn't be able to drop the weight since I recently gave birth.
How dare you have a child?
And still expected me to donate to her honeymoon.
Oh, man.
That's a big no from me. I will be sitting out this weekend and going to stuff my face at Burger
Yay.
King.
$500, that's a lot of money to ask
it's
for
insane.
People.
I love not paying them. If questioned, simply reply, no shame whatsoever. I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Even if you can, tell them that.
Yeah, of course.
I'd tell them I got a better offer. The Johnson's wedding is the same day and they're only asking for $200. So many of these comments are great. That's disgusting. They should just go to a local B&B if they can't afford to pay for the trip themselves. Yeah. Or at least encourage small donations of what people can afford.
What even encourage? I mean, that's just so unbelievable to ask for money from your friends. I mean,
I'm not kidding you. A former friend once sent me a link to a GoFundMe so that I could help him and his fiance with a down payment on a house.
Wow.
Did this become a thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think people have,
really?
Yeah, it's easier to ask for money this way. You know, and then when you just say, well, you know, this exists if you.
But you don't think, hey, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm just insisting that you give me $500, even if you don't come to the wedding. Where's my money?
Here's another one. Dear Psycho. It would have been great to attend your wedding as we've supposedly been friends and all, but I can't feed into your ego or narcissism. Best friends aren't hung up on the appearance of others, much less that of their friends.
Yeah.
And I'd rather give my hard-earned $500 to an appreciative hobo than to a drama queen who demands it as part of her psychosis and self-important worldviews.
Appreciative hobo. That's a great band name. I would totally go see them.
I'll take marriages that last less than a year for $500, Alex.
No kidding.
So there's plenty of fantastic responses on this woman's
psychosis.
Bridezilla post.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is it for Sluggo and I. It's time for What We Learn.
Ah.
Today we learned that I need to get a mic and a loudspeaker in my car.
That is a fact.
To communicate love to other drivers.
I love your dog. Get the hell out of the way.
Elon Musk is creating a humanoid robot to debut next year. Now, he has in the past questioned AI as perhaps being dangerous.
Getting out of control. And he says this one you should be able to outrun and maybe even fight.
And maybe outfight it.
Yeah, maybe.
And we'd like to suggest that we shouldn't have to do either.
Yeah, Elon, stop, dude. Just stop.
In the regrettable tattoo category, a seventh grader, got a tramp stamp, and then spent a lot of time in prison. So that seems bad.
Nope.
And anybody who asks me to lose weight for their wedding can suck it.
Or let alone give me $500 and drop a few pounds right? before you show up. Damn. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, who's this?
This is Devin.
Devin, did you hear the beautiful voice of Betty White?
I absolutely heard her beautiful voice.
Hey, we love Betty. We love Betty.
Me too. We love Betty. We love Betty.
This is a weird chant for me. She's good.
Yeah.
She's fine.
She's the best.
She's fine.
Worship Betty.
Hey, you got tickets to Disneyland. You got 4 1-day, one park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, Betty.
Where you can experience Avengers Campus. It's an all new land now open at Disney California Adventure.
So awesome.
Congratulations. Thanks for calling when you heard Betty. We love Betty.
We love Betty.
We love Betty.
It was on this day in rock in 1970 when Lou Reed played his last show with the Velvet Underground at Max's Kansas City Club in New York City. He ended up working for his dad in Long Island for a couple of years at an accounting firm until he started his solo career. It was on this day in rock in 2007 when Brian May of Queen got his degree from London's Imperial College. It's a PhD in astrophysics. It was on this day in spaghetti in 1974 when John Lennon had a close encounter of the first kind. Claimed to have seen a UFO from out his New York apartment windows. Described it as a typical flying saucer surrounded by lights with a red light on top.